Ready for a cultural cocktail? Israel meets England. Two friends and remote workers in a cultural showdown. Dishes, slang, superstitions. Let's dive into the melting pot in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Travel with Nico, where we share stories, guides, tricks and insights to help you brighten your traveler's soul and business opportunities.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee all day.
Coffee.
Hummus or curry?
Curry.
Wow, hard. Hummus.
Bollywood or Hollywood?
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
3 words to describe your local weather.
Great.
3.
Hot, humid, great.
That's a good one. Cloudy. Unpredictable. And I don't know the last one.
Depression.
Depression. No, well, it's not. I don't want to say it. I could say that. I don't want to say that. Because it isn't. Like, people think it's rainy like all the
3
time.
3 words.
It's not. Sunny, then. Is that confusing? Is that confusing? You can get 4 seasons in a day, I'm telling you.
What's your favorite local dish?
Well, I love a pie. I love a pie, yeah.
I would say kube selek, which is beetroot with like meatball inside it.
Which local festival do you love the most?
Oh, that's a tough one. There's always a lot on in London. I like Hyde Park Summer Festival. I think it's a British Summertime. That's
British
a good one.
Summertime.
British Summertime Festival is always good. Always good artists. And then Glastonbury, actually going this year. Okay. So that's hopefully that will be my new favorite. But for now, British Summertime Festival.
What music is in there?
It could be any artist. I think last time they had Florence and the Machine, who I quite like. A variety of good bands normally play. So yeah, it's mostly bands, pop. Could be a rock band, could be like a pop star.
Okay.
My last festival was in Berlin, and most of us go for music festival outside of Israel. So
really?
That would be the classic. But in Israel, there are a lot of like electronic and techno festivals. Mm-hmm. Midburn is the classic, well-known.
What's the typical weekend activity in your area?
Oh gosh, I would say going out with my friends. On a Friday or a Saturday night, we go to a pub. Not everyone goes to a pub. It's not like a cliche. And then we go out afterwards to a bar or something like that. So a typical weekend is that. And then maybe seeing some family.
Yeah. In my area, it would be like spend the whole day at the beach and then go for some parties. I usually go slacklining at the beach.
Your favorite local slang too?
I would say chai beseret, which is living in a movie. When someone is out of, like, not connected, he's living in a movie. So that's what we're saying.
Nice.
I will go with geezer. So we say, you know, that geezer. We don't really know his name, but it could be, you know, anyone of... You'll know who we're talking about, even if you just say geezer. So I'll go with that.
One local superstition you find amusing.
Too hard for me.
That's hard.
I don't know.
Gosh, I'm just thinking of walking in like London. Some people don't like to walk on the cracks of the pavement or under ladders. That's a superstition, but that's like, I don't know, that's just a British thing. I don't think it is. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Superstitions are mostly general.
Yeah, so I don't think there's, I know. Yeah.
Favorite sport in your home country?
I would say soccer. Like football is our basic sport.
It's called football.
Yeah.
And it's definitely
I'm used to talking to Americans, but they hate football.
Yeah. Definitely football, easily. Yeah. Dominates British sports TV, easy.
Okay. While if your culture was a color, what it would be?
Orange.
Orange.
I will say
great.
Me a don't. It was in my head, I don't want to say it. It gives a bad rep. I am not saying great. It is not, because it's not miserable and that's a depressing color. I don't want to say that. I'll say white. I don't want to say
white is also depressing for British.
It's so terrible. I don't want to give it the reputation that it is out there. What else is a good color for Britain?
Okay, let's go on. Yeah. So, what animal best represents your country?
I will go with a lion. Because we have, you know, in football, we talk about football, there's 3 lions on the shirt. I think Henry the First or Second had like a lion on his badge. You know, you could say barn owl or pigeons even. You know, a lot of people affiliate London or Britain with pigeons, but I'll go with lion.
Right. I'll go with werewolves. Yeah, because they're cool.
Because they're cool.
And we are cool.
How is that affiliated to Israel?
That's why.
Yeah. And now,
that's a hard question.
If your country was a superhero, who would it be?
Flash.
Flash.
Why?
Because we're fast and we're not furious.
Ooh, I'm going to go with, I don't know, Daredevil. Yeah, Daredevil. Yeah, because they're fighting in the blind half the time. Like, people don't know what they're doing. They voted for Brexit and we're just fighting in the blind. They don't know what they voted for. So Daredevil, because he's blind. So, but he's a good hero as well. Okay. So they're resilient.
I don't even know this superhero.
Daredevil? He's a good hero. Yeah. He's blind and he beats up. He's like a ninja kind of guy. Wow. And yeah.
There's a TV series.
It's resilient. Right. And it's a great TV series. Yeah, as resilient as a country Britain is. Yes.
So, what's a word in your language that sounds fun in English?
Sounds
that's
fun.
A stupid one. Because you don't have it. But you can say an Indian. If you have one.
Punjabi.
I could say Punjabi. I could. I'll say Oteri.
Oteri.
Oteri means, without swearing, you know, F word, basically that. But you're not actually swearing.
Okay.
Like it's preceding the swear word, but no one ever finishes a sentence sometimes.
Okay.
Or it could be all your, you know, your mother, your father. You could finish it off with that.
But yeah,
well, do you want a word or a tongue twister? Okay, so a tongue twister.
Yes.
Ganan gidel dagan bagan dagan gadol gadal bagan. It generally means that the gardener was raising like some kind of crop and it raised in the garden.
Perfect. You again, girl. Which fruit best describes your country's people?
I would say a pepper. It's a fruit, by the way.
Pepper?
Pepper is a fruit. And we're stingy and we're hot. Yeah, we're spicy.
That's why I thought about watermelon, because it's so hot in there.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of watermelons,
yeah.
But we're peppers.
So fruit, I would say an apple, a red apple. Yeah, because you can get them really good. The Pink Lady red apples, super nice and sweet.
That's what it's about British.
Pink Lady are
Pink
imported,
lady
are imported from America.
Yeah, but that's so nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
All Pink Ladies.
Oh, man. Wait, it's American? The fuck?
I'm quite sure.
Strawberry. Strawberry. British strawberry. That's quite nice, you know? It's sad because most of our fruits are imported.
It's a sad reality.
But I'm pretty sure we grow good strawberries, so we'll go with strawberries.
Perfect, thanks. But we got with the first one.
Fuck.
Okay. Describe your cultural values in three words.
Warmth, friendship, assertiveness.
Resilient, determined, and banter.
Banter.
If you could sum up your culture in one word, what would it be?
Unrelenting.
Diverse.
What aspect of your culture makes you most proud?
What aspect? I think our openness to new things, I think.
So how you are open-minded?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say diversity. I think there's a lot of diversity, saying where I come from in London, not just, I don't know about the whole country, but for London, yeah. It's very diverse, very welcoming. And yeah, there's new things happening all the time. So I think you're diverse.
Such a city rat.
City rat. They're spoken like a true city rat. And I see, yeah, definitely that.
Why you choose to go on a co-working trip?
Well, I was working remotely looking for some company to do it together with other people from all around the world. And Greece looked amazing. The villa looks amazing. So that's it.
Yeah, for me, it's like meeting new people. It's my first time trying this as a remote worker. And, you know, being open to it and open to new experiences pushed me to commit to, you know, going on the trip. So, Yeah, and it's well worth it, for sure.
Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed this cultural comparison between England and Israel. I say really a lot of thanks to these two guys. They are amazing. We enjoyed here this co-working trip. See you next, in the next episode, next topic. And thanks again, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was nice.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.